right, there you go.
Welcome to the March 17, 2021 Planning Board Public Hearing. This hearing will come to order. The Lyman Planning Board is holding this public hearing to review the proposed amendments to Article 10 of the Lyman Zone Ordinance to add commercial building design standards and review proposed amendment to Section 15C and Section 17 of the Shoreland Zoning Ordinance to define the term dock and to add language related to docks on a right-of-way. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes for an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all exhibits that are offered. Please notify the chairman if you are having difficulty seeing or hearing the presentation. This meeting is being recorded. All persons speaking will be asked to first take the name, address, or affiliation. All questions and comments will be directed to and through the chairman. It is required that you sign in the sheet to document your attendance at this hearing. All right, I guess we'll introduce ourselves first.
Kelly Demers, Partridge Way.
Joe Wagner, 26 Day Road.
Don Hernan, 33 Murphy's Way.
Roderick T2, 357 Walker Road.
Cecile Dupuy, Chapel Shores Road.
Paul Boucher, 88 Old Pump Road.
And Patty McKenna. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone.
Yes.
Where's your green?
I know. Where's your green?
I'm not Irish.
Okay, I guess we can start off, we can start talking about the dock first. Definition of Section 17.
Rod, can I say something?
Sure, Patty.
Before we get into the questions too much? Well, I had a question this week about the T-dock, that there's a lot of T-docks out there, and some longer docks would be unstable without the T at the end. So I emailed DEP and let them know that we were having this question. So if there are areas in town that have T-docks because you have to go out longer to get to deep water and you need that T to stabilize the dock, that is not necessarily prohibited by the state's rules. So I may be asking that we take that out of what's not permitted, that T section, because maybe people need that T to stabilize a long dock. Uh-huh. And that would be in consistent with Chapter 1000 still. But that's what I had most of the calls on this week, so I just want to throw that out there that I did look at that and ran it by DEP, and we may consider taking that one illustration out.
So does anybody have any questions or comments on the dock?
Just that I agree with her.
Can you state your name, please?
Hi, my name is Mike Renier. I live in Kennebunk Pond.
Yep.
I agree with her about stability, because you go out there and the dock is always like this. Yeah. If you have a T, it will keep it from going like this. It'll keep it really solid.
Yep.
That's the way to go, I think.
Can I ask you a question of you? What's the width of your dock going out?
Excuse me?
What's the width? It's 4 feet.
4 feet.
4 feet. So it's on piers.
It's on aluminum posts.
Right.
Okay.
Because having worked at Hancock Lumber and designed and sold hundreds of docks, some people tried to put the 4-footers on floats, which is inherently unstable.
Yep. Yeah.
That's why they stand at 6 feet. Okay.
It's got pads on it.
Yep.
All the way to the bottom.
Thank you.
Do we want to read this or not?
It's up to you.
Does anybody need to have this read, or have you all got a copy? Because this is all added language. These are added language, and the purpose of doing this was not to, well, certainly not to confuse anybody, but to add clarity to the ordinance. Because I think Patty was getting a lot of questions about what was this, what was that, what the other thing, and we didn't have it in our ordinance. So the part about the docks is new information. We added a definition, and then we added some language. And there was no intention to necessarily restrict anything, but just to make it clear as to what was permitted and what wasn't. So, does everyone have a copy? Then I won't bother. I won't read it. So, okay.
As we propose this, it is our intent that the regulations of docks will not change. It's not our intent to change anything. And I think if we kept that T dock in there, that might change the way people have docks today. So, I don't know if we're going to vote on it, but it isn't our intent to change how we regulate docks, just to add a definition and add the wording about what's allowed on a right-of-way, because people weren't aware of that before.
Dusty Wire, 77 Shore Road. As far as the docks go, what if you have a canopy? And you need two sides. And I know there are a few of them out there.
I'm not sure, what do you mean a canopy?
Just a cover for your boat.
Yeah.
You want to do bolts to each side of the dock. So you drive in.
Oh.
In other words, that would be the U shape.
Oh.
The U shape where your boat, you pull your boat in, and there's a canopy that goes from one side of the dock to the other. And they sell docks that way, right?
Yeah.
They, I mean, they,
yeah,
it's a commercial design.
So the way our wording is read now, or stated now, it says, the facility shall be no larger in dimension than necessary to carry on the activity and be consistent with the surrounding character and uses of the area. So, if we take the illustrations out, and I don't know, people do have canopies? I don't think.
Yeah, this I know.
There's a few of them. Came up under that.
I think the only canopy, my granddaughter did, the only canopies I've seen on jewelry is on boat lifts. A lot of times they'll put a canopy over that. But the dock and the ducks, I don't think he's going to have a boat lift. He just wants a canopy.
We do?
I don't know. I don't have a boat, so.
I think we have a couple on Wadley Pond canopies. It's a narrow path. The boat just fits in there, but there's a hood on top.
Right.
A canopy of
right.
some sort.
Well, the way this is written, as currently written here, it says, that last part, it says, referring to the two illustrations that are at the bottom, it says, these are examples of docks that are multiple docks and are not permitted without double the lot size and shore frontage. So that shows a T and it shows a U, which is what I think you were talking about. So if it went in like that and was approved by the voters, then that would not be possible unless you had a double lot. So I'm not sure that's the intention of, I mean, that could come out, I suppose.
Right. I think if we want to keep things regulated the same, I think taking those illustrations out would probably do that. Because that really, we talked a lot about that.
Right.
And if even, so just, if there's even a way to see this as regulating stricter than we do now, that's not my intent, but I may not always be here. And someone else might read it differently. So really don't, that wasn't what we discussed. So maybe we just take the illustrations completely out.
Flora O'Rourke, 87 Shore Road. So where it references having a double lot, is each lot the same size?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So,
so
when you say double, it means double the minimum, which is 40,000. The minimum is 40,000 square feet with 200 feet of shore frontage. So you'd need 80,000 square feet.
Is that written anywhere, or is that something you just know?
No. Let's see.
It's a 200 feet of shore front, right?
Yeah.
Every 200 feet of
right.
shore front.
Section 15C1 does limit the number of docks to a parcel based on minimum shore frontage, which is 200 feet. So it's you'd have to have 400 feet to have like a dock here and a dock further over.
Even a U?
Depends on what we decide tonight. Because there are U docks, and you know I'm not going to go around and say, okay, that dock has to go, that dock has to go. That's not our intent.
You have a question?
Kathy Griffin, 30 Shore Road. There is an ongoing situation on Shore Road with use by two parties of two properties. It is not a double lot per the definition, but I can see how they could utilize this U dock to take advantage of a loophole where they might be able to share that dock for their two boats. I mean, that homeowner could allow that person to do that, I guess, in this situation, correct?
I would not want to talk about particular situations because each property is different.
Well, given the fact, given a property that is not a double lot, meaning they don't have enough shore frontage, if we get rid of the illustrations, that person could put a U-dock and I guess multiple boats could be pulled up to U-dock.
So, how do I word this? If a person can show us that they have four boats, that they own four boats, not that their neighbors or their friends, because then it becomes almost like a marina. I think that would be one thing as opposed to the other. I
do too. that's the loophole that is a little sticky in my mind.
And I don't know how we word things to take care of every single case that we're gonna find, but our intent here was to add definitions to help, but not change how we regulate. Does somebody have to pay for a second dock? Or to add to their dock? I mean, it's gonna have to be, they're gonna have to show why they need it. Like, if they have multiple boats, maybe we'd consider it. I would confer with DEP on that, really, but if it's not their boat, they won't get a permit for a second dock.
Could that just be the case with any new dock?
Yes.
So could the illustrations stay in and then that it just comes up as a...
Well, then if it's prohibited, then it would be prohibited for everybody. So I'd rather...
Well, there was no intention of... I mean, is a dock right now would be grandfathered, was it, or what?
Right. And so if somebody came to me today without this language that we're proposing with the U-dock to add another dock to their property that doesn't have double the shore frontage, I would deny that permit.
Not another dock, a U-dock.
And that depends on, so if they've got multiple boats, if you want a U-dock for a canopy and you've got one boat, that's not... I don't consider that as multiple docks. If you've got a U-dock and you have a boat, that's multiple docks. And I know it could change after we issue the permit, but we just have to take each case on its own merit, if that makes any sense.
If you're saying that, then you need to take the pictures out. But if you're going to be that lenient, I would suggest taking the pictures out because somebody is going to look at the pictures and say, the U-dock is the U-dock is the
yes.
U-dock. It doesn't matter what.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
Right. So, but if you're talking about having it, you know, you can't have multiple boats if you don't own multiple boats, then I think wording needs to state that because I think that's putting a lot more judgment on, you know, you're making a big judgment and
well,
somebody's going to argue about that.
Yep, and they have a right. So, say... I make a judgment that says, okay, you only have three boats, so you don't need four docks. They could appeal that and take it to the zoning board. I mean, I'm not the end-all, be-all. I would use my best judgment, but people would still have a right to appeal that if they really felt strongly, and it would go to the zoning board for a different ruling. And that's what zoning is. You make your best call with each property based on its own merit. But if you try to get too stringent, then it applies to everybody.
But if you focus it too much,
right,
then it becomes more of an issue. So I agree with you about taking the pictures out and not mentioning the U-dock because then you're going to have more arguments. But if it's more general, then you can make those decisions based on the situation.
Yep.
Would it make more sense to put a limit on the size? Not. I know we can't put a limit on the length because the water depth is different. You need enough deep water to put you know, to dock your boat. But like a U-dock, you would, if you limited the width of how much dock area, including the water in between, would that be a way of putting some restriction on how far people can go with this definition, yet allowing people to have different shapes? And I don't know, did we have?
We have a 6-foot width limit right now.
6-foot width limit, right.
That's on the dock itself.
Right.
Right.
Now with the U-dock, looking at illustration number 3, you could theoretically get 5 boats on that dock.
Right.
But we're really not here to discuss the size of the docks.
I'm just for,
I mean,
for clarification on this.
That's not what I'm telling us.
I like the idea of the illustrations and the size of it. I just see a lot of big docks.
So if we would leave the illustrations in here, how would the 6-foot limit apply? The 6-foot limit would apply to each section of this U-dock, so all of this could be 6, 6, and 6. All three wings of this would be, okay. So that would be a pretty sizable dock, wouldn't it? Mm.
Please state your name.
Bridget Grenier, 60 Sunshine Road. How many people actually come in here a year to get a permit for a dock? Or do they just do whatever? I mean, do we have a lot of people that actually come in, or do most of them just do whatever?
Well, how many did I have last year? One I found that put a dock in without a permit. A couple. Just one on Shore Road or Poor Farm Road. Put one in, and he didn't realize he needed a permit, but I let him know he did, and he came right in and got the permit. I'd say 2 or 3 or 4. Most people have properties already have docks.
Yeah. They don't really come in here when they're going to replace them.
And if you're taking your dock out and putting a brand new dock in, you need a permit. But if you're seasonally taking it out and putting it back in, you don't need a permit. And I'm pretty sure I told you wrong last summer. But hopefully I clarified that after.
Mike, so you're saying that if the dock comes out every year, you don't need a permit?
No, because we only give permits for seasonal docks. So if you have to take, you're supposed to take it out every year.
Right.
You don't need a permit. No, you need a permit for a new one.
Okay.
But not every year when you're putting it back.
Oh,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, I understand that. So you need a permit to actually replace it or whatever. But to take it in and out, you don't need a permit.
Right.
Any other questions about docks or comments?
I'm not sure if we're going to address this later or if that's the end of docks, but I think some of us were concerned about right-of-ways. And do right-of-ways have an opportunity to put a dock in?
Only if the deed gives permission for the person with the right-of-way to put a dock in or to build upon the right-of-way. And that's in court case law. It wasn't in our ordinance, but I can't issue a permit for a dock on a right-of-way unless the deed says you have permission to do that. And I've seen one ever that said that.
Brendan Island, 32 Shore Road. So what do? We have a dock on our right of way. How do we know if someone has the deed? I'm not deeded to put a dock on that right of way. I'm deeded access, and then a boat is attached to it. So it's difficult to get into the water.
How long has it been there?
Well, before me. So is it grandfathered in?
2008, set the date, 2008.
No, it's always been that you can't have a dock on a right-of-way unless the right-of-way gives you permission. That's a new law. There's a new law, but there's already standing court case law that says you need permission from the right-of-way, deeded right-of-way, to build a dock. I have had one that was there for years before I came here, and people started fighting over it, and I said, it's a civil matter. So it depends on the circumstances. If it's brand new, you know, and people didn't get a permit, and people complain, and I come along, I'm going to ask them to take it out.
I think the biggest issue for me, and having grandchildren, is getting into the water, because the boat is in the way. So it really obstructs the right-of-way to have access into the water. That's my concern.
And that's the reason why people shouldn't be able to automatically do that, because they're restricting others' rights with rights-of-way there to not be able to use, get access to the lake.
But is that now a civil matter if you...
I mean, I don't know that the town's going to spend legal fees to take on an issue that's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Case-by-case basis.
I think what I would like is that the boat not be attached to the dock, because that's what makes it difficult to get into the water. That's just my opinion. It's hard to get the kayaks in the water.
It's a 20-foot right-of-way. Kathy Griffin, Perdition Road. It's a 20-foot right-of-way with a 6-foot dock, and how wide is a, what is that?
Pontoon.
Pontoon.
Oh,
8 feet.
So that's...
Yeah. So it takes up 14 feet of the 20 feet, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and the rights of way have narrowed because of just over time, and so essentially it is the right of way access to the water.
I'd say that's a civil matter between the owner of the property and those needing the right of way.
But it's a person that has a deeded right to that right of way that has put the dock and the boat there. One of the deeded.
One of those with ingress and egress.
Yeah.
Theoretically, hypothetically, what would happen if you would put your own dock and you would put your own dock in? Now
what would happen
away.
Is the code officer would come and say, you need to take
that
dock.
That's why I said hypothetically, theoretically, pre-code, then there would be no frontage. It would be taken by docks and dock
right.
So again, I say it's a civil matter you need to do.
No.
We can't do anything.
Well, if you bring me the circumstances, I can look at them and make that decision after knowing all of the circumstances. But I wouldn't want to do that without looking into it first.
Okay, any other questions or comments on the docks? Mm-hmm. Okay, we want to move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Commercial design standards. Does everybody got a copy of it?
The reason this is brand new section, and we don't have any standards now. And the planning board looked at other towns, and some have very, very detailed items and, you know, a lot of discussion. But of course, we don't have anything right now, but I think most of us felt that we should go with something that seems to us at least to make common sense, not be too restrictive, but also not to let new commercial buildings just do whatever they want. In other words, we wouldn't have any control. The town would not have any control at all as it's written right now, because there isn't anything written. So that was what the purpose of this was. It wasn't to try to over-regulate anything. It was trying to establish some kind of design standards for commercial buildings to fill a void, because we don't have anything there in the ordinance right now. So hopefully this makes some sense without being too restrictive. So that's my comment.
Okay, are there any questions or comments on this?
going to be some comment.
Everybody gets to read it? Let's give you guys a few minutes to read it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty basic one, so. Yes, Roger?
Roger Roy, 111 Lemon. Are you going to put standards on heights and width? This is what this is all about. So if somebody wants to build, he has to go by certain measurements and he can't overdo it. Or you go by the, like the building on the lot, you can't overbuild the lot.
Well, you're not going to be able to overbuild the lot anyway with the ordinance, but this is trying to keep some sort of order to everything.
That's what I was asking. Like, yeah. Say if you got 5 acres, you can, how big a building, let's say he wants to go height and width, he's still within the buildable lot area.
You'd have to go by the zoning ordinance.
Right. We have a, we still have a 35-foot height limitation.
Okay, you do have it.
Yep. And we have a, in the commercial zone, we have a 45% lot coverage for buildings. This basically gives us the right to ask them to design the building to look more like a, like what the other buildings look like.
I didn't know if you had that on here.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions or comments?
I do. So there's an.
Could you state your name?
That's Kathy Griffin, 30 Shore. So there's a design aesthetic that's out there that seems inexpensive that's used by a lot of commercial entities that is a metal, like a square metal building. Is that what we're talking about here? Trying to get away from. I guess I'm just wondering what's onerous. What's
what we don't want is long strip malls identical with, you know, bronze glass doors every 20 feet. Every 50 feet, the facade has to change in some way, shape, or form to give it some aesthetic appeal. But we don't have everyday USA Street. You know, you go down south and you don't know which town you're in because all the streets look the same, all the buildings look the same. We just want to get something on the books so that we can always build on it, but right now we have nothing. Someone wants to come in, buy a strip of land, 500 feet, identical. That would ruin this town.
I haven't read this enough to know this, but is there language in this that if you, like storage units are also like a very popular thing to put in, that you need to kind of hide the guts of a business behind a business to make it look a little better?
I don't think so.
No, that's really not defined in here
like that.
Something like that.
So you could just have different levels of, you could have a big unit and then a little unit.
Kind of.
No.
It's to break up the monotony of things.
Right, okay.
Any other questions? Anything from the board?
Yeah.
Well, if there's no other questions, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.